I had auditioned for Honey Drippers, and Lisa Gay Hamilton got it. But that was our first and only meeting. And, you know, as we were doing PR for Gopher Sisters, he said that when we had that audition, he had wrote in his notes that he had to work with me. So it wasn't that project, but then he went on to write this one. So I'm glad it worked out that way.
In making the film, what were for you some of the challenges? What was difficult about the production?
For me personally, the thing that got me was the singing. When we were crossing the border, I got a little stressed over that because there were three songs that John gave me and none of them I knew the words to. So I did have to learn them, and then it was sort of a last minute thing to know which song he was choosing.
Right, so that was a scene where you and your two accomplices were trying to look unsuspicious, crossing the Mexican border into Tijuana in search for your friend's son. Let's have a listen to that.
From this point on, they got cameras on you, looking for suspicious characters.
That'd be us.
We gotta look like the relaxed, like we're on a holiday. Sing something.
Fontaine sings.
Throw it down, girl, and smile.
What?
Sing.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Louder.
Just a closer walk with thee.
You know, when you're singing a cappella, even if it is just a little bit, you know, it's one of those things like, eh, it'll frazzle you a little bit, or it can. And that was my, that was the only thing I actually really stressed over.
That's it. Tempo.
Also, you know, this is really a film with two strong female leads, and that is...
unheard of? Black female leads, and, you know, that was an amazing fact of the movie. The fact that they are two women of color in different financial backgrounds, different backgrounds, social backgrounds, and it was nice to see that. You know, and that they both needed something and wanted something from the other. You know, it is about relationships. You know, that's what I feel the film really shows. And I was happy to be one of the two where, you know, you're not catfighting, you're not doing any of these stereotypical things that are in movies that have women of color as the leads. It really just was a character piece about friendship, I felt.
Moving back in time a little bit to some of the other projects that you've participated in, you were in a bunch of episodes of HBO's Tremé. How did you get involved in that?
I had worked for HBO before on you know, several projects, and I got called in for Tremé, and I had never been to New Orleans. I had, at that time, only watched a few episodes of the show, and... you know, even going into the audition and coming out of it, I didn't have much of a feeling for anything happening. And by the time I got home, I had the part. I'd gotten the part. The character was Dana Lindsay, and she was a documentary filmmaker. And she was doing a film on Big Chief Lambro, which was Clark Peters. So it was amazing. I learned about Mardi Gras Indians. I learned about New Orleans. I learned so much stuff, you know, growing up in the Midwest, because I'm from Nebraska. There's so much richness that I did not know about the city itself and customs and rituals.
Am I right that also your character was someone in the show that was learning about certain things? So you were also playing someone that was learning about New Orleans.
Yeah, it was, I was learning just as Dana Lindsay was learning. I mean, because she was from New Orleans East, but she seemed, you know, from the way it was written and from the background that I got on the character, she was a little guarded, you know, by her parents, and then she went to school in Pennsylvania. So she didn't get to get all into the culture of New Orleans. So she got into it. Yolanda got into it.
Yolanda Ross, known for her roles in Antoine Fisher, David Simon's Tremé, and now John Sayles' latest Gopher Sisters. Thanks so much for speaking with me. It was really a pleasure.
Thank you. It was my pleasure, too.